It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Pre-orders for a new virtual reality headset from Taiwanese device company HTC start today. I got a preview recently here in Midtown Manhattan, popped on the $800 HTC Vive video goggles, and found myself on the bow of a giant sunken ship under the ocean.
Ooh, it looks deep. It's like I'm at the edge of a... Ooh, there's a stingray. I'm at the edge of a hole in the ocean floor. Oh, there's a blue whale. Hey.
Okay, you kind of had to be there, but yes, it did look very cool. Like lots of companies getting into virtual reality, HTC wants content that goes way beyond gaming, even though they've partnered with the gaming distribution platform Steam. And the venue of this demonstration was a virtual reality conference in a financial services building put on by the global financial services company Macquarie. It was full of investors. I sat down with the head of HTC's business group, Dan O'Brien. First question, how his company's $800 device could compete with, for instance, a $600 Oculus Rift VR headset.
Well, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, and we wanted to not only deliver the headset and two controllers and the full room-scale tracking capability, so we built a system that's very flexible. You know, we can deliver content, software updates, hardware updates. We can keep the whole system functioning and operating really well.
Where do you see HTC making its money on this? Is it basically the hardware? You've partnered with a platform that delivers a lot of the content. You've partnered with some studios in making this stuff, but you're not making this stuff yourselves, right?
We've learned a lot over the last year or so. We've actually gotten pretty good at understanding what it takes to make content.
Is that the future for you, is the hardware and some content as well?
Yeah, I think that we won't dismiss that at all. We would say that, yeah, the hardware is definitely something that we're going to sell to consumers. We will also kind of invest for the future, and we really believe strongly in that, not only the equipment, but the platform itself.
I assume you guys want to sell to as many people as possible your headsets. 5 years from now, why would a regular user buy an HTC headset if they're not into gaming?
You know, years from now, where it could go from a technology standpoint, I wish I had a crystal ball to say where it was going to go. But I do think that the number of experiences, how companies will use it for engineering and design, how they will use it for medical applications, education applications, simulation applications, there's so many different routes that you can take this. What we would all like to see is really good stewardship today of developers and helping them, you know, get to a place where they can really expand and come up with great ideas and new applications for VR. We meet developers all the time today that bring us a new idea we didn't even think of yet, and we're just happy to give them a kit and software and support with what we've learned and help them get going with it.
Daniel O'Brien runs HTC's virtual reality business group. Daniel, thank you for talking with me.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Another company thinking a lot about new applications for virtual reality is the owner of the VR company Oculus, Facebook. Some people think we'll do our shopping in virtual worlds one day. And considering Facebook makes bank these days on advertising, that means the company is thinking about making ads more immersive. Well, the other day, Facebook launched a new advertising feature to make kind of full mini websites. It's called Canvas, and it helps advertisers make ads that are interactive, like this L'Occitane ad taking the viewer across the rolling fields of the south of France. Another example is sorting through the layers of a Wendy's burger.
So one of the primary things is that people are in control.
Mark Darcy is chief creative officer at Facebook.
The designers were pretty focused first and foremost on people and making sure all of us have control of our experience and can get back to the core Facebook newsfeed at any moment, and you don't feel like you're innocent experience you can't get out of.
Canvas itself is free to use, by the way, but getting your ad in front of users to get some clicks, that's going to cost you. Tomorrow's Super Tuesday. 11 states will vote, canvassers will scramble, and presidential candidates will win or lose. We've been looking at how some technology companies are using their vast data troves to look at or even predict the popularity of particular campaigns. Well, Bing, Microsoft's search engine, has been doing this. Matthew Quinlan is product director at Bing, and he says they've got a good record. Matthew, how does this work?
So there's a number of things that go into the predictions. One of those is the polls. We also look at search data, but then we also go beyond that to social data. So once you bring all those three things together, using our machine learning, we think we get a much stronger signal of what people are really going to do, and our predictions are more accurate as a result.
What's the proof of concept for your predictions being accurate?
So we've done it for a number of things in the past. We do it for sports, entertainment, other things, but we also have a pretty good track record on the election side. So we did it for the 2014 midterm elections, when 95% accurate, so 97% accurate in the Senate, 96% in the House, and 92% with the governors. So,
all right, so break it down for me. Who's going to win?
On the Republican side, we're predicting Donald Trump to win almost all. We have Ted Cruz winning his home state of Texas, but Donald Trump taking the other 10. On the Democratic side, it's a bit closer. We see Hillary Clinton taking 7 out of the 11 states, all of the southern states, and then Bernie Sanders taking 4. We think he'll win his home state of Vermont by a pretty good margin. And then we see him taking Colorado and then Massachusetts and Minnesota by a pretty small margin. They're quite close to call, but we're calling for Sanders there. That's a very dynamic thing, but that's who we see taking these races.
Matthew Quinlan is director at Bing. Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
More from us, as always, at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.